My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Time now for EB's entertainment page. He's going to entertain the masses.
Driven by BMW of Fairfax, he may not be the most interesting man in the world, but my guy, Mike Walker, over at BMW Fairfax, has no interest in charging you interest. 2.99% on most X-Series models for a limited time only. Find out more at BMWFairfax.com.
There you go, sir. Ricky. Need the read sheet back. Thank you.
All right, I'm kind of fascinated by this guy, and Valdez put him at the top of the EP here.
Will
for me.
I be fascinated by this person?
No, but I am.
Okay.
It's the guy iShowSpeed, who I just have learned about in the last 4 or 5 days.
Kind of an upset. Kind of intrigues me.
I'm intrigued by this guy.
Kind of intriguing.
He's got like a billion followers, and he's brand new to me. I literally had just seen like 5 or 6 days ago, he jumped over a car, and then he did like just so happened to jump over two more later on his live stream. Apparently, he's like this young guy. I don't think played sports. Certainly not at any high level, but he's super athletic. He challenges people to races all the time. Mm-hmm. He says he's literally never lost a race. Well, now he's being challenged to a race by a female Polish Olympic sprinting star. I think I would bet on him. I honestly think I would bet on him. Mike, could you give me, are you a good iShowSpeed guy? Do you know a lot about him?
Yeah, no, I know a decent amount, but I watch his live streams.
Yeah, yeah. So tell me about him.
So, I mean, he started as, you know, streaming video games, I believe. And then it's similar to this guy, Kai Cenat and Aiden Ross. He just started streaming with celebrities. He would bring them on stream, and then that's kind of how he blew up. And now he just travels around the world and does, like, meetups. And while he's at these meet and greets, he does stunts. Like, he'll jump into, you know, a river that everyone says is like dirty, don't ever jump in that. He'll do like a backflip into it. It's just random stuff like
but
that.
But I've also seen him like race like NFL players or whatever. And
that might be destroying. I don't know if iShowSpeed. He's more into soccer. Like he's a big soccer guy.
I know he's a big Ronaldo guy, right?
Yeah. So he plays in like celebrity soccer matches and he always copies.
No, I know who destroying is.
Yeah.
But this guy, he said on his stream he's never lost a race.
I mean, I wouldn't bet against him. I mean, he's got wheels, that's for sure.
Right.
He can move, but like she's a trained Olympic sprinter. I might lean towards her.
On Wikipedia, EB, it says he started in 2016.
Right.
Uploading gameplay videos occasionally, NBA 2K and Fortnite primarily.
See, EB, you missed your call.
And that was all the way through 2021. So he did 5 years of that. And then he became prominent in 2021 after his fan base began posting clips on TikTok of his often violent behavior.
We should have been uploading videos of us playing Splinter Cell back in the day.
Right.
And we'd be billionaires
right
at this point.
I mean, I literally was
right.
I was a king of Splinter Cell.
I always played on easy mode. Full disclosure,
but it is really just a game where you just kind of memorize where everybody is.
I was so good at sneaking into the CIA building.
Yeah. Oh man, I really did love that game. That wasn't all. That was kind of my peak video.
Looks like he started to hit it big, EB, when he set off a Pikachu firework inside his bedroom. That video got millions of views.
I've seen that video. It's pretty funny.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Does EB know who Pikachu is?
Maybe because Pikachu's very high profile. Pikachu is tied into what universe, EB?
Pokemon.
See, he got it.
Yeah, but
that lucky I didn't really bet $2 against you.
I don't really know anything about Pikachu. Like, I don't know what. Does Pikachu have, like, a talent or something?
I don't know. What color is Pikachu?
Yellow.
Yellow, yeah.
I don't really.
Got it.
Also, controversially, EB, I don't know how much I can say. He got a 1 week ban on YouTube after live streaming his character being taken care of.
What do you mean his character?
He was doing sex in Minecraft, I guess.
Oh, you can't do that? You can't live stream that?
Guess not.
That is one of the...
Is that like Grand Theft Auto where you can pick up like a hooker or something? You could do that in Minecraft?
I think Minecraft is much more wholesome than like a Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, okay.
Than what I know.
Anyway, if they race, I'm just telling you, I would bet on this kid. How old is he?
He's 21. He's 22, maybe.
Yeah. He's got to stop jumping over the cars, though. Like, you proved you could do it.
Well, didn't he get banned from YouTube for a while? Because they're like, this violates our safety standards.
Yeah, YouTube guidelines are kind of trash. Yeah. Like, a lot of people get kicked off or, like, strikes and stuff like that. So, a lot of them go over to Kick or Twitch are the two that kind of let you be lawless.
Right, right.
It's just the Wild West over there.
It is, Cakes. Taylor Swift's Vienna shows, Cakes, canceled.
Terrible.
After two men connected to ISIS were caught planning a terrorist attack. I think they were young, too, right? Weren't they like somewhere between the ages of like 15 and 19, something like that?
I saw one was 19.
They were radicalized online.
Yeah. I don't know. That's just kind of terrifying when you hear stuff like that. I don't know how they ever... Well, I guess they're listening in on everything that we ever do, so I don't know how you could plan a terrorist act at this point. Not that I'm in the business of it.
If you're in the midst of planning a terror attack and you have a network of more than like two or three people, one of those persons is probably a government informant who's like, you need bomb making materials or you need chemicals for a chemical attack? Sure, I can help you out with that. And then the next thing you know, they're raiding your apartment.
But how do they even find those guys? Like, how do they even present themselves?
I don't know. Like
chat rooms or something? Is that probably, like a thing? Like, are there chat rooms that are...
Like dark web chat rooms?
Maybe. There's still a thing? Like...
Yeah, like guys on Telegram. Just back and forth. You can't hack Telegram.
Right.
That's probably where they're hanging out.
Cakes, did you know 2024 has been officially declared the year of the cowgirl? More than 220,000 user-generated cowgirl playlists have already been created this year.
I was unaware.
Now, here's a question I have for you. I almost sent a text.
Is that because of Beyonce?
Well,
not just that, but Morgan Wallen has a song called Cowgirls.
Yeah, now here's my question.
Cowgirls are hot right this year.
Okay.
Right. I love the Morgan Wallen song, you know, whatever. My wife and daughters went to the Zach Bryan concert, right? Whatever day that was. What day is today?
Today is Thursday.
I think they went
Open Line Thursday.
It was Tuesday.
I think they went Tuesday, right? They went Tuesday. And they sent me a picture, and my two daughters are wearing their dresses and their cowboy boots they got when they went to Nashville. Yeah. My wife's in the background in her dress, whatever. And I was going to say, oh, nice. I put a heart, and I was going to put my cowgirls. But then I didn't know if that was an insult or if that, you know what I mean? Like, does that mean, like, slut? Does that mean, like, pig? Does that mean, like, hot? I didn't really know. Do you know what I'm saying? So then I deleted it, and I just put a heart.
Okay.
But I was going to text back my cowgirls.
Should have done the cowboy hat emoji. On the smiling face, the cowboy hat and the smiling face emoji.
That's what I should have done?
Should have done that.
Yeah, okay. I'm sure I could have come up with a wittier response. But if I had said my cowgirls, is that an insult? Or would that have been... I don't really know.
It's been a little dicey.
I'm trying to dial back
like
the emojis.
Dicey. Right. What you did was the smart call, just deleting it.
Delete, just put a heart.
Yeah.
I feel like the more emojis we put in stuff, the older we seem.
I know, you're big into GIFs.
I am big into GIFs.
You're big into GIFs, but you
I'm
think
big into finding obscure GIFs.
You find a GIF of like someone lassoing something.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's solid. trying to stay away from emojis.
It looks like you're crushing a beer.
No, this is... I'm popping it up and refilling the Pellegrino bottle with just regular water. I'm trying to drink more water, which sucks.
Mar?
Ebi, while we're on this country talk for a second, you know, next Friday, the big awaited debut of Post Malone's
country album. Yeah.
I mean, I was talking to you about
these.
Did you
say debut?
Debut.
Debut.
He misspoke.
Okay, go ahead.
It happens.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's just going to be silly. I mean, everyone's fired up for it. I mean, I'm going to tax the hell out of my speaker next weekend playing it.
I'm a huge Post Malone guy. I like all the songs I've heard so far. Is this a permanent switch, or is this just he's doing a one-off?
I think it's a one-off, but if it hits, we'll probably get a
He's a definitely on the Ozempic, right?
I don't know. I know he smokes a lot of darts. I saw somebody who smokes 60 darts
that guy
a day.
Crushes darts. He definitely does that. But he looks so skinny now.
He didn't look like he was on the Ozempic in the opening scene of Roadhouse.
No, but he's still skinnier than he used
Ozempic.
To be. He's still skinnier than... Even then, he was still skinnier than he used to be.
Yeah.
I thought. I don't know. So anyway, if someone can you Google what is like definition of cowgirl or Urban Dictionary or whatever? Yeah. Is that a compliment?
Urban Dictionary is gonna have 100 entries.
I was telling my daughter Meg that I didn't even realize when he did the song. Morgan Wallen has a song of Broadway Girls.
Okay,
and I thought it was about like party girls, New York girls. I didn't realize it was Broadway Street in Nashville.
I'm looking for
all those bars. I do after I went to Nashville, but I didn't know it when the song came out.
I want to flop Broadway at MGM Nashville.
Non-sexual position.
Yeah,
thing.
If you scroll down a little bit on Urban Dictionary, it says country. A female that is everything you dreamed of, also the woman that you have no shot in hell with. Cowgirls are sexy and can whoop your ass without breaking a nail.
Just hillbilly women.
Yeah.
Bingo.
Oh, yep. By the way, I haven't checked the poll. The poll of the day.
I'm telling you, Pennsylvania is running away with the poll.
Are they?
I haven't looked at it. Sight unseen, I'm going to say, who has more hillbillies, Pennsylvania or Maryland? Pennsylvania, at least 68%.
81% Pennsylvania.
Thank you. I know hillbillies. Okay. I know where they live.
I feel like I know hillbillies too. I just don't know Pennsylvania that well, I guess. I mean, I never really thought about it. I know Jason hates Pennsylvania. He hates when all those Pennsylvania people go to the beach.
Pitesy's distraught.
Pitesy, I love you, but you're surrounded by hillbillies.
Is he Pennsylvania or is he more like Philly? Like, I know Philly's in
Pennsylvania,
but... He's
more of a Philly guy, yeah.
But I feel like that's a little more, you know...
Yeah, metropolitan.
Cosmopolitan.
Yeah.
Yeah, JD tweeted us, they don't call it Pennsyltucky for nothing.
Mm, good one.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you, when my son was originally committed to go to Bellarmine to play lacrosse, and I loved Louisville. I thought Louisville was awesome. Now, maybe I was just in a good part of it, but I thought it was cool.
Just the fact that Pennsylvania has Valdez, why is the name of this town escaping me? It's where everything meets, and it's you go off to the PA Turnpike when you turn right. Why is the name of the town escaping me? Every fast food place, no
ton of truck stops.
Yes.
Oh, I know what you're talking.
Breezewood. I know what you're talking
about. Breezewood.
Yes.
Breezewood. There's no Breezewood in the state of Maryland. There's not any town.
Oh.
Like, there's not any town like
I bet
Breezewood.
You know, no, like in what is that? Harrisburg? Or no, what's that part of Western Maryland that we never really...
Cumberland?
Yeah, Cumberland. You don't think there's a Breezewood in that area?
There 1,000% is. Yeah. I was there on a ski trip this past winter. It was like fast food heaven. They had every place you could possibly think of all right next to each other.
In Cumberland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like Harrisburg, like right around that area, like Cumberland, Harrisburg.
Yeah. I feel because I've driven back from like
the Midwest.
You guys want
to go skiing with me?
What is that?
Because he said a ski trip.
Yeah,
ski trip.
Had to play.
So it was in your brain. And
yeah, Brett's infamous ski trip with Hales. Everybody remembers that.
Who could forget?
Scar me for life. It's Brett.
This is a weird story. I mean, I believe it. It's like these photo ops that politicians do. J-Lo, apparently. Is being accused of staging a bike ride to an ice cream shop in the Hamptons just for the photo op, but then they say she never actually went in to get ice cream.
Okay,
so dumb. I have no idea why.
Hey,
she
how
would...
can I look normal and like a common person thing? Let's go to an ice cream shop during the summer.
Right,
hacky bit.
Yeah, what do normies do?
Yeah,
she doesn't do anything normie. I drove by McDonald's the other day. I was so desperate to stop and get a chocolate shake, but I stayed strong.
You had some discipline?
I had some discipline, but I was butt-sized to get one.
Definitely had one yesterday.
Oh, you did? You're silly. Yeah, hey, so, when you did that read, by the way, about the orange creamsicle or whatever, that was definitely
old read.
Oh yeah, right.
I know. It was an old read. I know, right in the middle of it. I mean, sometimes you don't prep it.
Sometimes the reads are old on the read sheet.
What are you gonna do?
Yeah. And then last but not least, let me see if I have a kicker for you. Oh yeah, you remember it's gonna be this weird bit where I guess is Matt Damon also in this Gawker movie with Ben Affleck? Sure sounds like it. Ben Affleck and Matt Damon are doing a movie on what they're being told is the darkest period of Hulk Hogan's life. And apparently, Hogan, I guess, is kind of warning people that he's ready, willing, and could take legal action if they cross the line in this movie.
So Damon and Affleck are starting to crank out movies together, huh?
I guess.
They did Air together.
Mm-hmm, they did.
It just seems preposterous for Ben Affleck to be Hulk Hogan. I just don't. I mean, I don't see a resemblance. No. I don't understand.
Maybe he's not going to be. Like, he did Air.
He didn't play Michael Jordan.
My understanding is he was going to play Hogan.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
he might have glanced at it, too. We don't know. We can't be sure.
That's also true. Remember, I'm not going to say that again.
Chef story, which was Chiefs.
Top Chiefs. Okay. All right. Top Chiefs. Top Chef. It happens to the best of us. Happens to the best of us, guys. Yeah, there you go. I entertained you.
If you want to join us on an open line Thursday, you're welcome.
Oh, it's open line Thursday? We've taken like no calls.
You know what? Let's take some calls next. Open line Thursday brought to you by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors. Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home because it's where you live. You can call us at 800-636-1067.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some from my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dave always finds it weird that I like this song a lot, and it's about being with like a 17-year-old girl. It's kind of weird, but it's just...
What is the song?
It's a catchy hair metal song from the 80s. This is 17, My Winger. Come on, JP, you know this one.
Oh, Sweet 17?
No, 17.
But does he say sweet in...
No, there's no sweet in there that I can recall.
I'm mixing just it with Sweet Cherry 17. Pie.
17, yeah. One of the two worst hair metal songs of all time.
Is that Warrant?
Cherry Pie. Yes, that's Warrant. That's correct. All right, now we're getting deep in the weeds about a weird, obscure song that's 4 years old.
All right, let's go to the phones. Open line Thursday.
Yes, correct. 800-636-1067. Those are the MGM National Harbor listener lines.
All right, let's go. Let me see here. Let's go to Matt in Stafford. Hey, Matt. What's up, buddy? You're one of the junkies.
What's up?
Hey, what's up, Matt?
You mentioned the song 17. We're 16 days away from when everybody has their fantasy football parties. That's how close we are. Just to keep that in mind.
That's still a little early, in my opinion.
I would wait until all of the preseason games are completed, which is like late August. I think week of September is your sweet spot.
Sometimes you don't want to look too early or you can psych yourself out. That's true. Next topic, talking about Breezewood.
Yeah.
If you're heading towards Breezewood, the trick is you take the Everett exit.
Okay.
You go underneath the highway and you go down South Breezewood, take a left, you go by the school, and you pop out ahead of everybody, and everyone's trying to steal that trick now.
Ah, Breezewood life hack.
Yeah, but hold on, but you're not getting to stop and get some delicious food?
See, that's where I have to pump the brakes on you, because I would never do that, because I would hit the sheets there at Breezewood.
Wait. Let me explain, though.
Yeah.
Here's the next level move.
Okay.
You just go to Bedford.
All right.
And it's a lot quieter, better quality of stuff, a lot cleaner.
Okay.
So you're going 10 minutes down the road, and it's a whole lot better. But let me mention one more thing real quick.
Go ahead.
In the next 4 years, in the Summer Olympics, there'll be football.
All right.
But shouldn't it be a Winter Olympic sport? What do you guys think?
All right. What's the question, Cakes?
He's saying that... Like real, like American football is going to be in the Olympics in 2028?
I don't think so.
Is that a real thing?
I don't think so. Not that I'm aware of.
Hadn't heard that.
I know lacrosse is coming. Sixes.
Yeah.
No, I thought football, American football, was going to be an Olympic sport.
If you say so. I'm just unfamiliar.
I think it's flag football.
Flag football.
Yeah, it's flag football.
Okay, that makes sense.
Flag football. I have no opinion on it.
EB, you know they added pickleball in all the Montgomery County public schools, but I believe it's for the disabled.
Are you sure?
I don't know about that.
I think it's a varsity sport.
I think it's been a varsity sport.
I think it's a varsity sport for everybody. I didn't read about for the disabled. And by the way, it's just more evidence. I'm glad you brought that up because I saw that while I was away. And listen, I haven't been playing pickleball because I'm scared of blowing up my Achilles lately. But... I wanted to just shove it in Dravy's face because he thinks that pickleball's a fad.
Right.
It's not a fad.
No,
it's not
in popularity.
A fad. Yeah.
It's getting bigger and bigger.
It's not badminton. Not even bowling.
Drab is a known and reputed tennis snob.
Right.
Now, there are those of us who enjoy both tennis and
I
pickleball.
Like both.
Drab is not one of those people.
Yeah. He's weird.
Yeah.
No, pickleball is here to stay.
Correct.
Yeah. And we should have capitalized on it. Somehow we didn't. Let's go to Ed.
Pickleball.
Another thing. Ed, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey
Ed. EB, I'm calling in about your bit earlier than I had something about that I said JP earlier. But so it's kind of funny you said that because I'm a volunteer firefighter back home in Maryland. I work in Connecticut and move for work. But we used to have to cover the fire stations in Bellsville because sometimes they used to have like these destruction type of fires. I mean, just it was sad. It would take the house down to the ground, but we were covered. Mm-hmm. And one day, we actually decided to just take the fire truck in the air and actually go to one of the little porno stores out there and bought some little things and took it back and invited some girls over to the fire station and had a little bit of fun. But you're right. But it is a little bit of the Beltsville, Bowie, and Laurel all together.
No. Bowie didn't have any of that. Bowie didn't have a porno store.
Out there. At least one store out there. Every place has one.
Where?
Every place.
Where?
Just like
probably an old Bowie.
Cumberland.
That doesn't count.
Come on.
What part of Bowie? You got to have to name the street.
The P section.
No. I don't know the name of the street because I know somebody told me that there was one out there, but I never asked the name of the street because I wasn't going to.
See, hearsay.
That's hearsay.
Yeah, we need receipts.
I'm telling
you. We need video. I mean, or it didn't exist.
There's one town that we know pretty well. It's the one we grew up in. There was no porno stores. You went to Laurel for that. Laurel/Beltsville.
By the way, on pickleball, it just says that it's designed to provide increased access and participation for students with a disability.
Hmm.
I don't know if that just means that they can play, but it is a varsity sport this year.
Yeah, my understanding it was a varsity sport, but I didn't see the – maybe you're right. Maybe it's only if you're like a special needs.
But I'm not positive. Just saying it says it was part of a corollary sports program designed to provide increased access and participation for students with a disability.
Let's go to Chris in Minnesota. Chris, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
Hey.
I was just listening to you guys talking about Splinter Cell this morning, and it brought back memories. Like 20 years ago, I had won Junkie's Password, and the prize was a Splinter Cell game. And here I am 20-some years later still listening to you guys. Moved back here to Minnesota. Radio's not that good out here, and thank God for streaming so I can still listen to you guys every morning.
Thank you,
Odyssey app. Odyssey app out in Minnesota.
We were on a K-Fan. Is that the name of the station? That we're
I believe so.
I can't remember.
Yeah,
K-Fan's out here, but it's all Midwesty type radio. It's hurting.
It's boring. Yeah, it's boring. I get it. All right,
hey,
thanks,
give him
Chris.
A skull, EB.
Huh?
Give him a skull. He's out in Minnesota.
What's a skull?
Yeah,
skull.
He does that every time.
The Vikings bit. Skull.
How do you spell it?
S-K-O-L.
Yeah, I'm not really.
Skull. That's for you, my friend. Out the Twin Lakes.
How many times do you think EB's asked that?
I know.
How many times?
I don't know. I don't really know what that is.
I know, but how many times has Cake shown you?
Yes. It's the Vikings.
I would say at least four times, right, Valdez?
I'd say over 10.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's go to John.
He just will never remember that.
It just
means nothing to me. Yeah. John, what's up?
How you guys doing?
John calling from Harris. Oh, is this Big John?
Yes.
Oh, you got some bad shtick or something?
No, I'm going to be the next Instagram star, folks.
What do you got going?
What's your angle?
What's your handle?
Well, I'm working with a company.
Love.
We're going to launch later this month. My handle is Hurricane Comedy. Mondays, you get my political commentary. Wednesdays, you get a joke from one of my sets. And Fridays, you get a fat milestone.
Give us one of the jokes from one of your sets. Please, I'm begging for it.
You realize
sure
how but you realize how delusional John is.
Hey, like, at least he's trying.
John's a smart guy. I think he's a smart guy.
Yeah,
I actually think he's a smart guy, but he's not a funny guy. You know, but some of these things look kind of funny, maybe on paper.
Yeah,
but his delivery's brutal.
Well, you got to see me in the club.
Oh.
Didn't you guys see him? How did he do when he did stand up at your house or whatever, JB?
Started off rough, and then he got a couple Jones in.
I think he gets a little raunchy, and he does a little like.
He also got heckled by Rom, so which wasn't a help.
Right. All right, let's go to Mo in Largo. My guy Mo. Mo, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man.
Before I get started, I just want to say a big thank you and shout out to my guy Sam Weaver for the invite yesterday. Got to play Congo, had a great time. The master guy.
Very nice.
Thank you very much.
Nice. Did you play the blue course?
Of course.
Yeah. Right.
Hey, what's it like with all the trees down?
It's okay. Honestly, I mean, Congo has always been a dear place to me. It's where I learned how to caddy and everything. This is the first time I got to see it after the renovation. Not really a big fan, bro. I mean, it was a great golf course before. I think it's a little tricked up now, but the experience overall was great. So, I really enjoyed myself.
All right, good.
But I called in to say, Valdez, When are you going to get the Skins game jumped off? You are our ambassador of golf on the radio airwaves in the DMV area. Oh. When are you going to get the Skins game jumped off?
What does he mean?
Mo wants to do like a listener junkie Skins game.
And how would it work?
Just have to, maybe 30, 50 guys show up. We establish tee times. You know, you buy into the
pot. So a tournament, a golf tournament.
But it's maybe a monthly thing. I mean, because I know you guys are plugged in around the area as well as I am. So I'm sure we could get a decent turnout, and it'd be a good, good way for guys to network and have a good time and, play some competitive golf. That's all.
Like Skins, but handicap related, obviously.
Yeah.
Mo's like a scratch golfer.
Yeah, we would have to do net. Then we got to do some handicap policing because I know there's a lot of sandbaggers in the DMV.
Yeah, but we know enough good players to where we could govern that appropriately. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I know a lot of good players. You know a lot of good players. I mean, we know what time it is when it comes to when it comes to sandbaggers or whatever. But, I mean, just like Cakes is the poker ambassador, I don't see why, Valdez can't be the golf ambassador.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
All right.
We'll put it into consideration.
I know.
Thank you, Mo.
Thanks, fellas.
Thank you, Mo.
Thanks, Mo. Have you played with Mo?
Yeah, actually, it's only a handful of times, though.
Nice.
No, Mo's a baller.
Yeah.
Mo's a great player.
He's actually kind of intimidating. I'm not going to lie.
He's sweet, so smooth.
Yeah, skinny, right?
Yeah, oh, he's skinny.
Oh, I know, but he bombs
murders it.
Yeah, he's got a beautiful swing.
I'm actually envious of his swing.
Yeah.
You're jelly.
I know.
I've worked so hard on my golf game over the last 9 months or so. It's basically been a year now. Even on my little home simulator, I've hit like 8,000 balls. I don't know how many balls I've hit at the course. My handicap's gone down 2 strokes.
Two.
Actually, a little less than 2 now because I had a couple bad rounds.
Yeah, if you blow off. My handicap's gone up like 3 this year. And I'm thinking maybe I should work on it. Like last year, I worked on it and got it down. But after you said all that, maybe it's juice ain't worth the squeeze.
I don't
put all that time to lose.
At some point, you just have 2? To say you're not very good.
The point of diminishing returns. Yeah.
You know? Shame.
Stinks. I have a good time shooting my 93.
No, I'm getting bored by it. I need to do better. Let's go to Hans in Crofton. Hans, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Hans? Man?
First-time caller, long-time listener.
Thanks,
thank you, Hans.
Yeah, even my kids listen to y'all now. So
very nice.
I have 3 boys. They all went to DeMatha, so.
Oh, nice. How old are they? They're older now?
From DeMatha.
Yeah, man. 21, 18, and 17.
Though. Awesome. Very cool. What's up?
So I'm a barber by trade.
Oh.
And I was just wondering, how often do y'all go to the barbershop, and what do you tell your barber?
Oh, this is a great question. Because I hate going to the barber. I truly hate it. And I also never know what to say.
Mm.
So I always go to my same guy. God, I forget his name. Olympios or whatever. Yeah, whatever. Greek guy. Whatever. Demetrios.
Yeah, sounds...
But it's like Olympic Barbershop or whatever right there in Kensington. It's a little dump. But I never know what to say. So I say, just cut it short. That's all. I don't know what to say. Just cut it short.
I get a short haircut. Yeah. Who were talking to? Hans?
Yeah.
Hans, yeah. I pretty much tell him 1.5, taper it.
I don't know what that means.
I don't go often enough, but I see my man Jonathan, my personal stylist, and he knows exactly what to do.
He just takes care of you.
All the way down and hooks up the beard.
I don't know what the numbers mean. I don't know the blades.
I say 2 on the side, a little more on top.
Yeah. Mike Marr?
I go medium high skin fade and a 2 on top. Very short.
Nice.
Mar says he shows a picture.
Yeah.
To the barber.
That's a good idea.
That's the best thing is showing a picture.
I have like a picture of like a haircut that I got back in the day that I just absolutely love. So I'll just show him that and be like, get me as close to that as you can.
Hans, what do you charge for just a regular white guy's haircut at this point?
45.
Oh,
ooh, that's pricey, Hans.
Yeah. You're expensive.
Yeah,
Hans,
here.
I'm the whole service.
I am detecting a slight.
Well, what else do I get in the service?
Can we guess where Hans is from?
I mean, whenever I hear Hans, I always think German, but
we'll never guess. Well, now we have to guess. JP, you're from Germany.
No, I'm not in because I don't think he sounds German. His name Hans makes me think German, but
I don't know that stuff.
I think Hans is Ethiopian.
All right, that's the weirdest guess ever. I'm going to say he's from the land of Lars Eller and Lars Ulrich, Denmark.
I'm going to say Italy, because aren't all barbers from Italy?
I don't think so.
No.
Definitely not. You just said you go to a Greek barber.
My guy is Greek.
Okay, give us a clue.
Hablo español.
Espanol.
He's Spanish.
Olivia.
You're a Latin guy, so you're in Crofton. I mean, El Salvador.
neighbors. We're neighbors to that country.
Guatemala?
All right, who cares? What's the country?
No, Honduras.
Honduras. Yeah, we would never get it. Yeah, but why do you charge? Hey, why do you charge $45 though?
Hey, it's a service, man. You know, it's
if you could get it, God bless you.
Shop is clean. You know, I give great customer service. Drinks included, complimentary.
Oh, so fancy. He's like an upper end shop.
Yeah, this high is end. High end.
Like a fancy shop.
It's not like a chop shop.
You do.
My guy, Demetrios cuts my hair in literally 3 minutes.
Get what you pay for.
And that's why you wear a hat every day.
I mean, I actually work with the Bowie Bay Sox, too.
Oh, okay.
Nice. All right, guys. Look at you.
Yeah. All right.
Brand affiliation.
All right. Thank you, Hans. I appreciate it, buddy. Thanks for calling.
I mean, how many Latin guys are named Hans?
I mean, I thought he's from Denmark. He's from Honduras. he couldn't be any further apart. All right. When we come back, we'll get into the Jets Commanders practice that is set to get going early this morning from New York. So we'll touch on that when we come back. Bank local, cheer local. In business, every day is game day. Business is always moving up or down. But never still. That's why the Main Street Bank team treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender. This portion of the Junk's brought to you by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use our savings calculator to find out how at tmobile.com/switch. So I'm checking out JP Finley's Twitter. He is boots on the ground at the Jets practice facility right now. He tweeted a quick video of the facility in New York, and it is impressive. It's kind of a preview of you would expect what the new Commanders practice facility is going to look like. Wherever and wherever
in 10 years,
whenever and wherever that's going to wind up. I mean, this spot in New York has a full length turf field, and then next to that, it looks like it has at least 3 natural grass full size practice fields, lights, you know, stands for the fans to come into. Like, it's an impressive spot where they're going to be holding the joint.
Do we know if
today.
They're going to be on the natural grass field or the turf field?
Not like sure at this point stuff. Because JP tweeted that the weather is a little bit overcast and gross. Looks like they're going to attempt to play outside. They can move it inside if the weather makes a turn for the worse. Not sure if they're going to go on the artificial turf or the real, but they have both options there.
Hey, B, when you did hit the skins, did you go through some of Cliff Kingsbury's comments yesterday?
I don't think so.
I didn't think you did. And Cakes and I have a bet on Eckler versus Brian Robinson, who's going to have more carries at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
This is, I will say this up front.
Yes.
This is meaningless.
All right.
But I'm still going to read something into his language here.
Okay.
So he's generally pleased with what he's been seeing in camp. And he said that he never dreamed that the Commanders, be able to acquire former Charger Austin Eckler.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I watched him like, this guy's tremendous. So I'm not sure what it was last year, but he hasn't lost a step. He's as quick and as fast and as strong as I've seen him. Have just been really pleased. I didn't study him much in free agency. I didn't think he'd be there. And he was there late once we got him. This is unbelievable that we got this guy. He's in form.
Well, hold on.
But this is what I want
you
to
continue. How do I know why Austin Eckler was slowed down last year and Cliff Kingsbury doesn't? Like, he should know that. Like, he was slowed down by a high ankle sprain in game one. He was never the same after that. Cliff Kingsbury should know that. Okay.
Yeah, but maybe he's just glossing over it.
Yeah. Okay.
He's just glossing over it. Not getting into the weeds
just,
on it.
I'm just making a point.
I think he's just not getting into the weeds on it.
This is, and I said up front, this is meaningless.
Yes.
But he talks about a 1-2 punch here.
Mm-hmm.
He always says Eckler first. He says, the compliment of him and B-Rob is great.
Okay.
You have a power back with great hands, and you have a quick twitch, smaller guy who's been a 100-catch guy in the NFL. So couldn't be more pleased with that 1-2 punch the different things that we'll be able to do with both those guys.
Where I would counter him leading in carries is the fact that he referenced him as a 100-catch guy.
He did. So, but he said, Eckler, B-Rob, 1-2 punch.
So you're caught up in the fact that he actually just says Eckler's name first whenever he mentions the running back tandem.
And he was uber complimentary of him. Well, and I mean, fawning over him.
Look, if you look at...
Couldn't believe they got him in the offseason.
If you look at Austin Eckler's body of work outside of last year, like the guy's a touchdown machine, like the last 2 years prior to 2023. Like, he's a stud. So if you get anything close to what he was doing 2 or 3 years ago at a discount price, it's a great signing.
Totally.
He can be a safety valve for Jaden Daniels coming out of the backfield. He can spell Brian Robinson and take some carries. He can do a lot to help your offense. He's got a nose for the end zone. There's a lot to like if you have a 100% or close to 100% Austin Eckler in
this
offense.
If they have a 90% Austin Eckler, it's huge.
Thrilled. They're thrilled.
Yeah.
If that's the case.
Yeah. I think they might.
I think they might too. But I think to keep him close to 100%, they're gonna limit his touches. He's not going to be a guy that touches the ball 20 times per game.
They might.
Between the passing and the rushing.
Robinson's certainly a capable guy.
Yeah.
I just don't get the infatuation with Robinson. He just seems very average to me. But, like, I don't see anything special about Brian Robinson.
I'm right there with you. I don't have a problem with him. Yeah. I think he's solid. I just think Eckler's a notch above, and that's why I'm betting on him to ultimately get more carries.
Yeah,
because wouldn't you want the guy who's better to get more carries?
Yes, and most running backs, Cakes knows this better than anybody, they don't really care about their longevity. They just grind them.
Sure.
Like that's hamburger what teams do. Meat, and then right. Can't wait to get rid of them.
They want maybe 2 years out of Austin Eckler.
Yeah. They're going to squeeze whatever they can get out of Austin Eckler.
Right. And if he's balling, I think they're going to keep feeding him. I don't think they're going to just sit him.
Look, to me, he's way more than just a third down back.
Yeah, I think so too. I think so.
But we'll see. Like I said, up front, meaningless. You could even say, look, he might have said 1-2 punch, Eckler Robinson, but then he talked about the big burly back first.
Mar, will you tell everybody again how people can watch this controlled practice or whatever it is?
Yep, yeah. So go on YouTube, New York Jets. Go to their official YouTube account. It should be the first one that pops up. Go over to the live playlist.
Right.
It's right there. Starts at 10:15.
All right. And do we have any idea how long it's going to be? Is it going to be like 90-minute session or something? Or
I have no clue.
Right. I mean, I'm butt-sized. Now, it's not going to be commentary and everything. It's just going to be kind of like a live overhead shot, probably, of the whole thing. Probably be very hard to determine what the hell's going on.
I have no clue. We don't know.
Didn't the Ravens have someone, like,
host
it? Did they
have commentary? Did
like
they?
Like, someone from their digital team kind of, like, hosting it or
that'd be
saying,
perfect.
Like,
they have an intern or something. Anybody.
I saw on social media our guy, Howard Eskin, was getting a lot of flack because he was named the sideline.
Oh.
Yeah. I wouldn't...
All right, let's go real quick. Let's go to Jeff in Manassas.
Hey, you know what you should do, Eric? Huh? Is there any way you can have the video going and then you do live commentary? Like kind of like live stream?
I don't think I could steal it. I don't think I could steal it. I could do like a live stream where we're all watching it at the same time. But I don't think I could steal their video.
Please do it while you're driving.
Yeah. The ultimate
so we can get the live crash.
Well, I did that with Annie. I did a live stream, and it was all in my nose. It wasn't great. Jeff, what's up, buddy? Quickly.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Joe from Manassas.
What's up, Joe?
I love the show, as always. Yeah, but I just wanted to touch on that Olympics, that chick, that Sydney McLaughlin. I mean, amazing. I heard that she was in the 400-meter hurdles, that she would run the 6th or 7th place in the 400 meters without the hurdles. I mean, well, that's nuts. Mm. I mean, that's insane. Mm. That chick is amazing. And also, I also want to double down on the skins game with Valdez as the ambassador. I'm in 100% Valdez. Let's get it.
All right.
I know buzz is growing on the skins. The
golf
game.
Community is buzzing.
They
about
are.
It.
All right.
So you're gonna have to find a course. You're gonna have to find a course.
A sponsor. Yeah.
Sponsor, and I guess a sponsor.
I know that's a lot of work, though. Commissioner of the Junkie Skins game.
It is a lot of work.
And then, you could get the sponsor. Will take care of your and I's buy-ins and everything. We'll just be free roll.
First and foremost.
And, well, you know what I need is I need like merch, I look like a golfer that's covered in all the sponsorship stuff.
Yeah, you should do that.
Yeah,
there might be something there. By the way, are you doing a bit season today, or are you taking a week off?
The Drabby's out, so no bit season today.
Because D, you lost your co-host.
Yeah, D's down in Atlanta.
Why he abandoned you.
Why is he moving to Atlanta? New job?
He got an amazing job.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's staying with a family member. I was telling Valdez, he had an Instagram post, and I just saw, like, the kitchen. It's a mansion.
Wow, good for him.
He's looking for a place, but, like, stay there.
Stay there as long as you can.
He said the employer told him to name his price. He named his price. Oh, and
they gave it to him.
They gave it to him.
Wow.
All right, we got to get out of here. We are done.
Congratulations, buddy.
B. Mitch and Finley coming up next here on The Fan. Pretty Lender. This portion of the junk's brought to you by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use our savings calculator to find out how at tmobile.com/switch. So I'm checking out JP Finley's Twitter. He is boots on the ground at the Jets practice facility right now. He tweeted a quick video of the facility in New York, and it is impressive. It's kind of a preview of you would expect what the new Commanders practice facility is going to look like. Wherever and wherever,
in 10 years,
whenever and wherever that's going to wind up. I mean, this spot in New York has a full length turf field, and then next to that, it looks like it has at least 3 natural grass, full size practice fields, lights, you know, stands for the fans to come into. Like it's an impressive spot where they're going to be holding the joint practice.
Do we know if
today.
They're going to be on the natural grass field or the turf field?
Not like sure at this point because JP tweeted that the weather is a little bit overcast and gross. Looks like they're going to attempt to play outside. They can move it inside if the weather makes a turn for the worse. Not sure if they're going to go on the artificial turf or the real, but they have both options there.
Hey, B, when you did hit the skins, did you go through some of Cliff Kingsbury's comments yesterday?
I don't think so.
I didn't think you did. And Cakes and I have a bet on Eckler versus Brian Robinson, who's going to have more carries at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
This is, I will say this up front.
Yes.
This is meaningless.
All right.
But I'm still going to read something into his language
here. Okay.
So he's generally pleased with what he's been seeing in camp. And he said that he never dreamed that the Commanders, be able to acquire former Charger Austin Eckler.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I watched him like, this guy's tremendous. So I'm not sure what it was last year, but he hasn't lost a step. He's as quick and as fast and as strong as I've seen him. Have just been really pleased. I didn't study him much in free agency. I didn't think he'd be there. And he was there late once we got him. This is unbelievable that we got this guy. He is in form.
Well, hold on.
But this is what I want
you
to
continue. How do I know why Austin Eckler was slowed down last year and Cliff Kingsbury doesn't? Like, he should know that. Like, he was slowed down by a high ankle sprain in game one. He was never the same after that. Because Kingsbury should know that. Okay. In my opinion.
Maybe he's just...
In my opinion.
Yeah, but maybe he's just glossing over it.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's just glossing over it. He's just not getting into the weeds on it.
I'm just making a point.
I think he's just not getting into the weeds on it.
This is... And I said up front, this is meaningless.
Yes.
But he talks about a 1-2 punch here.
Mm-hmm.
He always says Eckler first. He says the compliment of him and B-Rob is great.
Okay.
You have a power back with great hands, and you have a quick twitch, smaller guy who's been a 100-catch guy in the NFL. So couldn't be more pleased with that 1-2 punch the different things that we'll be able to do with both those guys.
Where I would counter him leading in carries is the fact that he referenced him as a 100-catch guy.
He did. So, but he said... Eckler, B-Rob, 1-2 punch.
So you're caught up in the fact that he actually just says Eckler's name first whenever he mentions the running back tandem.
And he was uber complimentary of him.
Well,
and
I mean,
fawning over him.
Look, if you look at...
Couldn't believe they got him in the offseason.
If you look at Austin Eckler's body of work outside of last year, like the guy's a touchdown machine, like the last 2 years prior to 2023. Like, he's a stud. So if you get anything close to what he was doing 2 or 3 years ago at a discount price, it's a great signing.
Totally.
He can be a safety valve for Jaden Daniels coming out of the backfield. He can spell Brian Robinson and take some carries. He can do a lot to help your offense. He's got a nose for the end zone. There's a lot to like if you have a 100% or close to 100% Austin Eckler in this offense.
If they have a 90% Austin Eckler, it's huge.
Thrilled. They're
huge.
Thrilled.
Yeah.
If that's the case.
Yeah. I think they might.
I think they might, too. But I think to keep him close to 100%, they're gonna limit his touches. He's not going to be a guy that touches the ball 20 times per game.
They might.
Between the passing and the rushing.
Robinson's certainly a capable guy.
Yeah.
I just don't get the infatuation with Robinson. He just seems very average to me. But, like, I don't see anything special about Brian Robinson.
I'm right there with you. I don't have a problem with him. Yeah. I think he's solid. I just think Eckler's a notch above, and that's why I'm betting on him to ultimately get more carries.
Yeah,
because wouldn't you want the guy who's better to get more carries?
Yes, and most running backs, Cakes knows this better than anybody, they don't really care about their longevity. They just grind them.
Sure.
Like that's hamburger what teams do. Meat, and then right. Can't wait to get rid of them.
They want maybe 2 years out of Austin Eckler.
Yeah, they're going to squeeze whatever they can get out of Austin Eckler.
Right. And if he's balling, I think they're going to keep feeding him. I don't think they're going to just sit him.
Look, to me, he's way more than just a third down back.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think so.
But we'll see. Like I said, up front, meaningless. You could even say, look, he might have said 1-2 punch, Eckler Robinson, but then he talked about the big burly back first.
Mar, will you tell everybody again how people can watch this controlled practice or whatever it is?
Yep, yeah. So go on YouTube, New York Jets. Go to their official YouTube account. It should be the first one that pops up. Go over to the live playlist.
Right.
It's right there. Starts at 10:15.
All right. And do we have any idea how long it's going to be? Is it going to be like 90-minute session or something? Or
I have no clue.
Right. I mean, I'm butt-sized. Now, it's not going to be commentary and everything. It's just going to be kind of like a live overhead shot, probably, of the whole thing. Probably be very hard to determine what the hell's going on.
I have no clue. We don't know.
Didn't the Ravens have someone, like,
host it?
Did they
have commentary? Did
like
they?
Like someone from their digital team kind of, like, hosting it or
that'd be
saying,
perfect.
Like,
they have an intern or something. Anybody.
I saw on social media our guy, Howard Eskin, was getting a lot of flack because he was named the sideline.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
All right, let's go real quick. That. Let's go to Jeff in Manassas.
Hey, well, you know what you should do, Eric?
Huh?
Is there any way you can have the video going and then you do live commentary? Like kind of like live stream.
I don't think I can steal it. I don't think I could steal it. I could do like a live stream where we're all watching it at the same time. But I don't think I could steal their video.
Please do it while you're driving.
Yeah. The ultimate
so we can get the live crash.
Well, I did that with Annie. I did a live stream, and it was all in my nose. It wasn't great. Jeff, what's up, buddy? Quickly.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Joe from Manassas.
What's up, Joe?
I love the show, as always. Yeah, but I just wanted to touch on that Olympics, that chick, that Sydney McLaughlin. I mean, amazing. I heard that she was in the 400-meter hurdles, that she would run the 6th or 7th place in the 400 meters without the hurdles. I mean, well, are you? That's good. That's nuts. Mm. I mean, are we? That's insane. Mm. That chick is amazing. And also, I also want to double down on the skins game with Valdez as the ambassador. I'm in 100% Valdez. Let's get it.
All right. I don't.
Buzz is growing on the skins.
Golf
game.
Community is buzzing.
They
about
are.
It.
All right. So you're gonna have to find a course. You're gonna have to find a course.
A sponsor. Yeah. Sponsors.
And I guess a sponsor.
I know. That's a lot of work, though. Commissioner of the Junkie Skins game.
It is a lot of work.
And then, you could get the sponsor will take care of your and I's buy-ins and everything. We'll just be free roll.
First and foremost.
Well, you know what I need is I need, like, merch. I look like a golfer that's covered in all the sponsorship stuff.
Yeah, I should do that.
Yeah.
There might be something there. By the way, are you doing a bit season today or are you taking a week off?
The Drabby's out, so no bit season today.
Because you lost your co-host.
Yeah, D's down in Atlanta.
Why is he moving to Atlanta? New job?
He got an amazing job.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's staying with a family member. I was telling Valdez, he had an Instagram post, and I just saw like the kitchen. It's a mansion.
Wow, good for him.
He's looking for a place, but like, stay there.
Stay there as long as you can.
He said the employer told him to name his price. He named his price, and
they gave it to him.
They gave it to him.
Wow.
All right, we got to get out of here. We are done.
Congratulations, buddy.
B. Mitch and Finley coming up next here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.